My name's Jonathan Harden and you're listening to In Anything at the Minute. If you're joining us again, welcome back. If it's your first time, you're still early enough to say you were here at the start. But I definitely recommend going back and listening to the other extract that's already online from the interview I did a few weeks ago with Simon Darwin. The response to that interview, by the way, has been great. I mean, there's about 200 people have listened to it to date. And I think above all, what it's done is it's, like I hoped it would, illustrated what I'm trying to do with the podcast for the people who I want to listen, but also for the people who I want to interview. I think I've got quite a few interviews off the back of Simon's hard work, so I'm thanking Simon again for that. Also, I asked Simon after the interview who I should be speaking to, and he said Siobhan Harrison. So here she is, Siobhan Harrison. Enjoy.
I mean, how much stock do you place in luck?
Oh God, yes, luck plays a massive part, I think, in your career. Sometimes things line up and you're in the right place, or you had a drink with the right person the week before, or you know, you were in the office at a particular point when someone called up and then you happen to be the face that your agency's first. I think that has a massive thing, but it's, you can't count on that. Yeah. You have to be in control of every factor you can control, I think. You don't want to lose out on a job because your accent wasn't good enough, or you didn't know the script, or you didn't put the hard work in. These are stuff that you can control. So I think you should. I think you should take control of that. The other stuff, you know, you're too tall, you're too dark, you're too skinny, you're too fat. I'm too foreign, I'm not foreign enough all the time. Things like that you can't control. But you know, the worst one is she's just not right. She is just so vague.
We loved her.
You didn't. You would have given me the part.
Has not getting parts gotten any easier with time?
No.
Have you developed any kind of rationale or any kind of, do you have any pearls of wisdom that you remind yourself of when these moments kind of happen from time to time?
Allow myself the day of horrendous, horrendous teenage sulking. Normally alcohol is involved. I might go back to bed and sulk. And it's pathetic because you know there are other jobs around the corner, but it doesn't get any easier. It doesn't, and that's just the way that it is. You have to pick yourself up. There is something else. It obviously wasn't meant to be for you, and you can't do anything about that. There's no point bitching and moaning about it because it didn't go your way. No matter how unjust you feel it is or how annoyed you are by the casting that comes out. And then occasionally the casting comes out and you go, well, God, I totally see why they went for this girl instead of me. Sometimes it's just about getting anything. Sometimes, you know, you start off, you leave a job and you're like, no, I'm going to be picky and I'm only going to do things that will elevate my career. And then eventually you're like, I just want to work. I don't care what it is.
So you've been in those places 9 months, whatever, at most, and anything in between. Do you find yourself in those moments competing more with your actor friends, or do you find it ever difficult to be happy for other actors in those moments?
God, that's a horrible question to answer because it's true.
I know, and I'm sorry.
No, it's good. I'm always incredibly ashamed of myself when I recognise that envy. I don't want to use the word jealousy, but I think it's envy. And sometimes you walk into a room and you see the same faces and you're like, you're going to get this job. If I were going to cast anyone out of us five, I'd cast you. And you know.
You know your nemesis.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I have a couple. But, you know, it's usually for the right reason. And, you know, perhaps they get the job because they're better than you, or they do a better audition than you, or they're a more reliable name than you are. But for whatever reason, it's their time, and you've just got to keep working. But yeah, there are times where you see the same faces working, you kind of think, well, why them and why?
What's the most difficult thing about being an actor?
The unemployment. Definitely.
What about the unemployment? I mean, because there's lots of things. It could be financial, it could be emotional. What?
Finance is a massive thing. Even when you're working, sometimes it's hard to pay the bills. The downtime, the way that it just kind of consumes you, and you very quickly start feeling worthless and doubting everything. Not only doubting why you're unemployed, but doubting whether you're any good in your last job. And you leave jobs on such a high. Or, at the end of rehearsals, you feel amazing about it. And then you finish the job, you have a bit of downtime, and you start doubting that. You start doubting whether you're ever going to work again, whether you're ever going to amount to anything, whether, you'll ever be able to afford a house or have a family or look after your parents in their old age. I find that the hardest. But also, even when you're working, just that kind of nagging voice that... and I think because of the nature of what it is that we do and the analysis of characters that we do, the way that you kind of immerse yourself into someone else's character, sometimes you become very self-conscious on another level of yourself. Sometimes someone will say something to you like, oh, do you know that when you're acting, you do this funny thing with your jaw? And you'll be on stage and you're like, oh my God, I'm doing that thing with my jaw. And that becomes your entire fixation.
Is to stop doing that thing that has served you perfectly well for the whole of your career.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I thought that was fine. I didn't realise that was an issue. So that's hard. That voice, keeping that voice controlled is hard. Being thick-skinned, being told you're not this or not this, or letting that all slide off you is hard. But I've made a choice. I'm not moaning about the downtime. Is the downtime because the highs are the highs.
Have you ever considered giving up?
No.
Momentarily. Not even in those days when you're going to bed slightly early, having had some alcohol, when you're feeling sorry about the fact that you didn't get the job you'd set your heart on. I hate to bring it all up again, but you described it so beautifully.
Pathetic.
In those moments, you just know that it's the only thing you can do.
Yeah, I personally have never thought about giving up.
It's just honest conversations with actors about acting, and I hope you're enjoying it. If you are, go to the website inanything.com. There's a page on there now called How to Help. It's little tiny things. Following on Twitter, liking on Facebook, but also subscribing and a whole host of other stuff, from the little to the great. It's all on there. Do as much or as little as you can. Everything is appreciated. Until next time, thanks for listening. Thanks for sticking with me, and you'll hear from me soon. Thanks.